Hello, everybody. Oh my gosh, why am I so nervous? I haven't recorded in a while. So it's kind of like, it's kind of scary just like hopping right back in and recording something. I feel like when I take a break and then I come back, it kind of like scares me just 'cause like, you take a break and you take time away and like you're not really focused, you're not really working. And then you come back and then you see, holy shit, there's a lot of people paying attention to what I'm doing. And that's very like intimidating and scary, at least for me. Which then also leads me to like procrastinate coming back. But hopefully I'm coming back. I don't know if anybody noticed or like anybody cared, but I pretty much have been gone for like 2 weeks. Almost 2 weeks. What's today? Hold on, let me look. I am like a week and a half. A week and a half. Honestly, I've been really depressed. Struggling mentally. Trigger warning, we're gonna talk about like some mental health stuff, so if that doesn't do you nice things, it's probably best to like kind of skip the rest of this ramble. So I'll give you time to exit if you're gonna take your exit, and please take your exit if you don't feel comfortable or whatever. But haven't been doing too hot mentally. And I don't know, it's kind of difficult to like come back just because like I'm not like fully like, ooh, I was depressed, but I'm not anymore. I'm still like, I'm actually I'm diagnosed with manic depression. And my doctor wants to test me for bipolar. I don't think I've ever talked about that online, but just for like context purposes, I've been really low for like 2 weeks. Like, I haven't been leaving my room. I haven't been eating. Sleeping at very odd hours, sleeping more than normal. Like, not coping using not good coping mechanisms. And like I felt really bad not uploading, and I'm gonna start crying, so I'm gonna choose my words wisely, otherwise I will cry, and that's not the point of this. I feel really bad not uploading. But every time I was like, okay, just sit down, record a video, edit it, get it out, it genuinely felt like the hardest thing in the world. And I would get up. Like, I haven't been on my PC for more than an hour in weeks. I did hop on my PC. I think I've only been on my PC twice. Which kind of says a lot because I used to spend, like, literally all day, every day on my PC, at least when I'm not, like, super low. I obviously feel bad that I haven't been posting because this is my job, and I'm very fortunate that this is my job and I can step away pretty much for as long as I need to, without suffering too big of consequences. Obviously, like, the YouTube algorithm probably isn't gonna like me for a little bit because I haven't been uploading, but like, that's a consequence I have to suffer because I chose to take a break. Anyway, I'm coming back up, hopefully. I'm starting to feel better a little bit, starting to be more productive throughout the day. Starting college very soon. And, that's super scary and intimidating 'cause I don't know anybody I'm going to college with. All of my friends are either not going to college or they're not staying in town. And I have really, really bad, like, anxiety in general and bad social anxiety. And I haven't been able to, like, go tour my campus because every time I, like, go, I, like, just miss it. And so, like, just thinking about it, like, makes me panic. And so, you know, every life likes to throw everything at you at once. So that's been me these past couple weeks, at least all throughout September. But happier things, I went to Disneyland. Yay! It was really, really fun. Very expensive. I ended up spending a lot more money in Disneyland than I intended. Like, we were originally only going to go for 2 days, but we had, like, we were staying in, like, the Anaheim area where Disneyland is for, we were technically there for 5 days, but, like, the first day we flew in and then the fifth day we flew out, so I don't really count those days. So we really only had, like, 3 days in, like, at the hotel, but, like, technically we only had 2 days at the hotel. My mom booked 2 days at the hotel because she was a little dumb brain moment and was like, we'll only book two and worry about it when we get there. And so we ended up having to pay like hundreds of dollars for the hotel room for another night. And then I bought my brother and my friend who came with me and tickets for an extra day at the park. And so, like, that right there was like $1,200. It was expensive. And you know, it was hot and sweaty, and we ended up walking, like, I think we, my friend and I that went, we ended up walking 28 miles our whole trip, and I'm looking up what that is in kilometers right now for my non-American people. That's 45 kilometers. We popped off. And then came home, and then that's when I started to, like, go super low. So that's kind of, like, just, that's been my September. I got back from Disneyland the very beginning of September and basically haven't left my room since. Yeah. I feel really bad for all my friends. I've definitely ghosted them. And oh my gosh, I've kind of, like, just had the realization that, like, this is going to be posted to, like, a couple hundred people on Patreon. It's really hard and scary to get back into it. Just because, like, there's so many eyes. And that's, like, I think I, like, hype it up a lot more in my head. Because it's just, like, at the end of the day, it's just, like, I'm sure, you know, you guys don't care if I don't upload for 10 days or, you know, you don't care if my voice didn't sound perfect at that one thing, but it's just, like, to me, it's everything. And in my head, like, all of the 70,000 people that are subscribed to me are going to criticize me. And that's, holy shit, 70,000 people, like, wrapping my mind around that makes me want to cry just because it's just such a big number. And never in my whole life did I ever think I would ever get this far. And, we're not gonna cry, so we're gonna, like, kind of end that little part there because my mind will blow. I've been reading a lot of books. I got gifted a Kindle, and I've read a lot more than I should. That's definitely deterred me from working. I think my brother took my Kindle. My little brother was in here right before I started recording looking for my iPad. Oh, no, I see. Okay, I've just missed it. I got it, I want to say, the 4th of September, and it's the 10th. No, I don't remember. I think this, in between, I think I got it the 2nd or the 3rd of September, and it's the 10th. And I've read a lot of books. I've read at least 7. And I actually, like, right before I started recording this, I started another book, but I told myself I have to get some work done before I'm gonna read that. So here I am recording a ramble just because, like, it's the only thing I can psych myself up to record right now. And I feel like it's kind of like an easy, laid back way to kind of return from my unspoken, unplanned break. Also, I have my 2-year channelversary in 9 days, and I have nothing planned. Probably just gonna do a live stream on YouTube if I can pull myself out of my shell in time. So yeah. Yeah. I think that's all I have to say. Yeah, I think so. I don't know what the rest of the month's gonna look like. I hope I don't continue this break, but at the same time, I don't want to put out content that my heart isn't fully in. But that also doesn't mean that I want to stop putting out content. It's a double-edged sword, because I think I actually have, like, a lot of, like, newer ASMR creators come to me and just be like, how, what's, like, the key? Like, what's the trick? What's the thing? Like, what made you so successful? Like, I actually had someone DM me that, and I felt, it definitely made me feel, like, a little, made my head a little bit big. But I genuinely think that, like, truly enjoying what you're making is what makes or breaks your channel. Like, truly, like, if my heart's not in it, I feel like everyone can tell that, like, my heart's not in it. But a lot of the time, my heart is so deep into it, like, I build up a character that I genuinely, like, like, love, and I get to just portray that. And, you know, it's exciting for me to, like, portray, like, emotions that I wouldn't normally show, like, in my personal life. I get to be more open and raw with my emotions, but, like, not in a way that makes me feel vulnerable. And I think that's really been the key for me these past 2 years. Holy shit, I've been doing this for 2 years. That kind of blows my mind. But, you know, I think I've always kind of enjoyed it, and it's always been a part or a way of coping for me. Like, especially when, like, my life was, like, going to shit, like, a year and a half ago, like, it was crazy, but it was, like, also at the same time, I could make videos and kind of use that as an escape. And so, obviously, my heart's not in it, and I don't want to put out content where you guys can tell my heart isn't in it, but at the same time, this is my job, and I have to do what I have to do. So this month there will be content out. I'm not sure how much. But I will definitely be doing things, whether it's like an extra Patreon exclusive, like a Safer Work exclusive or something on the NSFW side. I'm not quite sure yet, but I will make sure, like, patrons get their benefits, because that's very important to me. And then YouTube will get content sometime this month. I don't know. I've kind of, like, YouTube used to be, like, my favorite place to post things, but, like, there's been a lot of, like, hate in YouTube recently, and so, like, Patreon has kind of become my, like, safe space, kind of. So Patreon right now, as, like, a platform, holds a special place in my heart. So, obviously, I want to honor that and, you know, do right by you guys, because I'm very, very lucky and very happy to have all of you guys. Like, oh, it makes my heart, like, so happy. So, I will work on it, I promise. And, again, I don't know if I apologize, but I'm sorry for the lack of content. I know how frustrating it is to, like, watch a creator and then they're all of a sudden, like, disappearing, and I know how, like, annoying that is, so I'm really, really, really sorry. I'll try my very best to get back on a schedule and putting out content as soon as I can. So, anyway, I think that's all I have to say. I said I was ending this 5 minutes ago, but I went on that little ramble about whatever the hell I just talked about. I don't even remember. Thank you for listening. If you've made it this far, which is absolutely crazy, thank you. I love you. Have a good one. I don't know how I usually end these off, but have a good morning, have a good night, have a good evening, have a good day. Drink water, eat food, treat yourself right.